On Midwest Week, the fight in Illinois over new maps for Congress and the General Assembly. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Hannah Meisel, State House Editor for Illinois Public Radio. So in general, Hannah, where in the process are we for approval or not of these new districts for Congress and the Illinois General Assembly?
We're getting to the end of the approval process, but of course we have not actually seen yet what the final map is going to be. Last Friday morning, the Democrats put out a map that some folks were not too happy about, and I'm not just talking about Republicans. You know, even some in Democrats' own party, especially in the congressional delegation, just really not happy to see their adjusted districts. And so, you know, I don't think anyone really thought that these would be the final districts, but we have all of next week for the General Assembly to kind of push these through. And we will see what happens with, you know, will people get the adjustments that they want to see, or will they just have to learn to live with it?
Now, Hannah, do we have any idea who specifically came up with these maps or who oversaw the drawing of these maps? Were there particular people involved, or we just don't know?
Well, we know who is overseeing it, and of course it is the Democrats who were appointed to these redistricting committees way back in the spring. But they're not, you know, the experts. They're the ones who are kind of, you know, overseeing the process. They're legally, you know, going to be liable when and if these congressional maps end up in court, just like the legislative maps have. But the folks who are actually drawing it, it's a bit of a mystery. You know, we can see, it's been a while, but we can see who the Democrats have been paying. And it's been, you know, a variety of different firms, definitely those on staff who know how to, you know, draw the maps. But it's really a collaboration, but between these sort of mysterious parties who, of course, were not, I'm not privy to the process, but, you know, it's a mix of folks who know how to run the technology to get the maps, and also, of course, a lot of lawyers.
Okay, now, were there some major shifts in Illinois' population during the past 10 years?
There were. You know, just like every state, Illinois has seen a big growth in its Latino population. And, you know, just it of course, comes from, you know, natural growth, but it also comes from the way that the census asked the question about, you know, Latino and Hispanic ethnicity this year versus in, or last year rather than in, you know, past census years. And so we've seen that, and we've seen a little bit of a decline in the state's Black population. We've seen an increase in the state's Asian population, and those the census has never recognized Middle Eastern or North African people as its own census group. And, you know, certainly a few years ago, they were agitating to get their own kind of designator on the census, and that didn't happen. But we know that we've seen growth of South Asians, especially folks from India, Pakistan, you know, come in, and, you know, we've seen a whole lot of demographic shifts, and that is something that's going to affect what the final map will be kind of a lot.
Now, looking at the proposed map for Illinois congressional districts, what might be the major changes there, if any?
Sure. Well, after the proposed draft map came out last Friday morning, almost immediately, we saw pushback from Congresswoman Marie Newman, who is a new progressive congresswoman. She had run twice. She got really close in 2018, trying to primary longtime Congressman Dan Lipinski, who, of course, is his own legacy. His father before him held that seat. But Marie Newman really unhappy with the way that her district in the southwest suburbs of Chicago, you know, that currently goes into the city on the southwest side in Bridgeport, it would be under this new map. It would extend all the way out to Utica, La Salle, Peru, you know, where Starved Rock State Park is, and it wouldn't extend into the city anymore. And she was very upset with that. Congressman Danny Davis, also upset with the map. And also, just in general, the delegation, the Democrats in D.C., you know, they're relying on states like Illinois, New York, who are controlled by Democrats, to redraw their maps in a way that Democrats have a chance to hold on to their very slim majority next year, which was a difficult prospect because, you know, midterms are always difficult for the party of the president. And we have seen President Joe Biden's ratings really slipping this year. And it's, you know, only he's 10 months into the job. And it's been kind of remarkable to watch that slide. And so congressional Democrats not too happy with the map because, as it turns out, the proposed districts that we've seen, even though Democrats drew them to be of the 17 the state's going to have after we lose one next year, 14 Democrats, 3 Republican seats. But the underlying data shows that those 14 Democratic seats, not all of them are solidly Democratic, you know, including that Marie Newman seat I was just talking about, because that's where Congressman Adam Kinzinger is. And we don't know what his plans are going to be. It would be tough maybe to get him out of a primary because he has spoken out against former President Trump and he is not too popular within his own party. But, you know, still in all, the district that has been drawn for Marie Newman, just a lot more white and rural and not at all what she was expecting. So I would expect to see adjustments there for sure.
Now, what about the maps for the General Assembly? Can we assume that the guiding principle was to make as much trouble for Republicans as possible?
Well, you know, I would say the guiding principle is to increase the Democrats' existing supermajorities into, you know, even more super majorities. Currently, you know, Democrats have all the power in Springfield, and they want to shore that up. Ironically, you know, when you they might make it even harder on themselves. You know, there's always infighting, and you know, you might expect to see more infighting in a even larger caucus to deal with. You know, you're always herding cats in that way. But yeah, same guiding principle. But this week we saw a court ruling, you know, in the kind of saga of the legislative maps that, you know, did pretty much as everyone expected. It said, hey, Democrats, your first attempt at the maps that you passed last spring were obviously unconstitutional, which they, you know, they knew all along. But what that allowed them to do was bypass a commission that would have been set up that might have given Republicans a 50-50 chance to control the map-making process, which they didn't want. And so they took another bite at the apple. They passed maps in late summer. And so now that's what the court is going to be looking at with an eye toward, you know, is this fair? And so in the next couple weeks, we will see the real arguments about those maps start to play out. And, you know, Republicans, they are reading the tea leaves from that ruling this week, and they say, oh, we have this in the bag. You know, other people, I'm not quite sure that it means it's the victory that they think it means and that their victory is guaranteed.